The Gemara tells us in Yuma, Beivav Amud Aleph, the following braisa. I think it's something that we always have to keep in mind. I was fortunate enough to see people live up to this braisa. Kiditanya, the braisa says the following. It says in the Pasuk, we say it every day, Ve'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha. You should love Hashem your God. Says the Braisa, Sheyehei Shem Shamayim Mitahev Al Yadecha. You should be the cause that people should love the name of heaven. Sheyehei Koreh V'Shoneh U'Mshamesh Talmidei Chachamim. A person should learn Tanakh. A person should learn Mishnah. A person should learn Talmud. Ve'yehei Masa'o U'Matano. And his business dealings should be Be'emunah. With complete honesty, where people have complete faith in him. And the way he deals with people should be pleasant. And then what do people say about such a person? Ashrei aviv shelimdo Torah. Praised is his father who taught him Torah. Ashrei rabo shelimdo Torah. Praised is his Rebbe who taught him Torah. Praised is he that he learned Torah. I pity people who didn't learn Torah. Ploni shelamdo Torah. Look at him. He learned Torah. Ra'u kama na'im drachav. Look at how pleasant are his ways, the way he behaves. Kama metukanim ma'asav. How careful he is that whatever he does is accurate and fair and correct. Alav ha'katuv omer, about a person like that, the verse says, he said to me, you are my servant, the prophet Isaiah says. You are Israel in whom I take pride. So the Braisa tells us what Hashem wants of us. That when we learn, it reflects itself in a certain level of honesty, in a certain level of faith, in a certain level of pleasantness. That's part of Avtat Hashem Elokecha, to cause other people to love Hashem and say, I want my children to be like that. How great is someone who actually learns Torah?
What about wicked people being